Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shannon in the morning, CBS FM.
7:39, good morning to Brad Blanks.
Hey, Scott, Patty, how you doing, guys?
Wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, I've been Zooming. It's good. This Zoom game's crazy. This insight into these actors and musicians and going into their living room, I'm starting to really love it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You get two to more people now than you ever did.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, so this guy I'm presenting today, Kelly O'Coyne, he's a regular on the show on Billions. You love him, Patty?
I love him. I love that show.
Now,
oh my
Patty,
God.
Tell me what do you like about this Kelly guy?
Dollar Bill, yeah, I love the interaction. These guys, it's a fascinating insight, and I think it's probably pretty realistic into these, like, masters of the universe and the way they go after each other. It's fascinating to watch. I mean, it's just you sit there, and it's almost exhausting. At the end of each show, you sit back and go, man, I'm glad I don't have any money.
Does this guy have the chops to become a big-time movie star?
Oh, for sure. But I think he's an actor's actor. He's been in New York.
He's been around a while. I mean, he's not
he's
a kid.
20 years. Yeah, yeah. He was in Julius Caesar about 15 years ago on stage with Denzel Washington. It was very famous because Denzel Washington accidentally put some spittle into his face during one scene. Which became, he got a bit of grief over that. But
he was on House of Cards.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's done a lot of stuff. He's really...
So he's been simmering. He's been bubbling under for a while.
That's right. But say, Scott, this is great. When I got him yesterday, he kept emailing me from the line of his grocery store saying, Brad, look, I'm running late. It looks like this line's going to take me 2 hours.
You ought to be like Patty, though. See, he's got to be like Patty. If there's a line, she leaves.
I do.
Oh, really? Yeah, so he stood it out, and we eventually got around to doing the interview, but he'd just been shopping. It took him 3.5 hours to do shopping in Brooklyn. That's how.
And he probably liked it. Then my brother was making fun of me yesterday because I said, I walk away when the line's too long. And he went, what do you have to do? He said, that's a highlight of my life right now, is standing in line at Costco.
A lot of people, what are you going to, that's the thing about it now. Anybody says, well, will you hurry up with that? I said, where are you going?
Right.
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
And you know what? You think about this, we only know about our country, but it's going on everywhere, Brad.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. Yes, it's madness. But
so Kelly, what was he?
He said he goes shopping. Look, Patty, he goes shopping for an 80-year-old friend of theirs.
What a sweet guy!
Really nice story, which is a lot different, Scott. I got to tell you, to the character he plays. Dollar Bill is your typical obnoxious Wall Street guy. So, just to lay that out for you, Scott.
Well, it's you know what? He's a star with a heart. He's okay with me, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Standing in line for, 2.5 hours to shop for an 80-year-old friend.
Yeah.
Kelly O'Coyne, how are you, mate?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Now, Dollar Bill, he's back. Season 5 of Billions. Does the myth and legend of Dollar Bill grow?
There'll be some interesting little wrinkles for Dollar Bill this year. How does he respond when things aren't going
always going his way, and how does he respond when his life is about making money? His life is about making the deal no matter what.
Playing Dollar Bill, what's it like walking around the streets of Manhattan?
It's not like I'm recognized by everybody, but it is interesting. There are times when one person sort of screams out Dollar Bill. He's the type of character that people don't just say, hey, hello, sir, how are you? They're like, hey, bleep, 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 Dollar Bill, you know, and that gets other people turning. It's like, oh, it is that guy. It's not just some other bald guy. Interestingly, cops and firemen. I go by a firehouse, and it's like, Dollar Bill, Dollar Bill, Dollar Bill.
Now, how do you explain Dollar Bill to people that really don't know him?
My sister's never watched the show. How would I explain it to my sister? When I talk to her, I think I double down too hard on some really choice swear words, you know, and bag would be the lightest.
Brilliant. That sums him up.
But he's loyal. He is loyal.
Now, every New York actor, of course, Law and Order. How many different characters have you played in Law and Order?
Six times.
And what's the weirdest character that you've played?
I was always the suit guy that was just a real snot that no one liked, and it was just getting in the way. My grandmother, so the weirdest role I would have played if my grandmother had her way. She was like, oh, you're on Law and Order. Oh, do you get to play the victim? And I had to tell her, do you ever watch the show? Like, the victim's always dead when the show starts. She was like, yeah, but still, I think that would be really interesting.
Okay, I love for it. You. What a grandmother.
I'll go for you.
What would happen to you if you brought the character Dollar Bill home to your wife?
To my wife? I've already been told. I'm out.
So she would kick you out. She'd kick you out of the house.
No, I'd be on the street. I'd be over at your place. I hope you got an extra room.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, that'd be an honor to have Dollar Bill living with me. I love it. Thanks, mate.
Well, it's great to see you again. Yeah. Cheers. Stay safe.
Wow, Brad. Great work.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, and
such a great character too.
He's become a folk hero to Wall Street people. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's his devotion to his boss that is like puts everything else aside. It's really been a very interesting run for him.
A couple of observations.
Oh, yeah.
as you know, when you first came to America, you were a rough diamond, you know. Mm-hmm. And we had to polish it up a little bit.
Right.
And one of the things we had to teach him was to get to the point. So if you listen to the beginning, play that beginning of that interview one more time for me.
Kelly O'Coin, how are you, mate?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Now, Dollar Bill, he's back.
Right there.
Season 5, he's a billion.
He wants to make some friendly little chit-chat there. Brad goes, well, now, Dollar Bill.
Scott Shannon in my head.
That sounds like...
I got shot on my shoulder.
We all are like that, trust me.
That's funny. That was good. Very rarely do you rush it like that. That was good. He goes, oh, okay, you want to talk?
You don't want to talk to me while I stand in line.
How about his own sister has never watched her brother on Billions?
Yeah.
Look, Scott, I know Trish is watching The Americans, right?
Yeah, he was on that too.
He was on that. And he played this sweet, lovely guy called Pastor Tim. And he told me, he goes, yeah, in The Americans, I played this really lovely guy, and all the fans wanted him murdered. And but in Billions, I play an idiot, and everyone loves him. You know? So, he goes, what's that say about culture?
Oh, that is great. I like the fact his grandmother has him. He's been on Law and Order six times.
Yeah.
And his grandmother said, you played a victim.
He always played a victim. Who are you?
I'm sorry. I just love his personality. He's great.
His dad was a congressman out west.
Was he?
That's right.
Yeah.
He
lives in Brooklyn, huh? But he may moving in with you soon.
Yeah, that's right. Just don't bring Dollar Bill home. Don't bring him home.
That's too funny.
How about that? Brad wants to tell his friends, I got Dollar Bill living with me. All right, man.
The show's back Sunday night, Billions. It's great. And a sad part of watching Billions, which has always been the best part, is they do great stuff about New York restaurants. And it's going to be hard to watch all this amazing food being eaten and knowing we might not be going to a restaurant anytime soon.
Well, you know what? It'll get us ready so that when they do reopen, we're there. We pounce.
Yeah. Thank you, Bradley. Excellent work today, my friend. Let's hear it for Brad Blanks, ladies and gentlemen. The sound of two people clapping. 747 on CBS FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.